Every day at this time, 11:20, we get you the biggest news stories and newsmakers so you're all caught up by the time you get to lunch. It's called Did You Hear This?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Vaccines for preteens. Pfizer announced that their vaccine is now approved for 12 to 15-year-olds. So, Mike, you asked former state health director Will Humble, how do you convince parents who might be on the fence about getting their kids vaccinated?
That's easy. Your pediatrician. You know, that's the place to go. All surveys point in the same direction. That's who parents trust. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to Facebook. Listen to your doctor.
If you had a 12-year-old, would you get them vaccinated?
I don't know. I think I probably would. It depends. But I do know this. If you really want parents to vaccinate their kids, just have the doctors tell them that it will change their attitude. 12 to 15-year-olds, just say it will wipe that look off their face. You won't get the mouth. They will calm down and they'll be nicer to you. And there will be a line down the street and around the block to have parents get their kids vaccinated.
You said it depends. Depends on what?
The research. I mean, what I'm seeing at face value sounds like, again, I volunteered to get the vaccine. Before I gave it to my kids, I would want to look into it. You know, when you say 100% effective, no side effects, great. But I want to see more of the research. I'd just be a little bit more careful about getting my kids vaccinated. When you're seeing grown adults having a reaction to the dosage, when you're seeing that second dose putting some people down for the count for a day and a half, what's it done to the kids? And I would hate to put my kids through that.
The people who are auditing the Maricopa County election are asking for access to routers from the county. But Sheriff Paul Penzone says he won't turn them over. We had him on the show today to explain why.
If you're able to get that equipment, you can then map out how our infrastructure works. And if it's in the hands of the wrong person, they will not only have access. It's as though you're giving someone a map to your home and saying, once you get to the door, you know, this is the type of lock and alarm system they have. So you take it from here if you're a hacker and just figure out how to get past that stage.
Do you side with Penzone on this one?
Yeah, listen to what he said and listen to what Alistair Adell, the county attorney, has said and the big concerns they have about this. Unless there is some way to extract what those people are looking for, we don't know what the auditors are looking for in the routers. To be honest with you, we don't know what's in there that they believe is in there. What is it that they want? But when you're talking about law enforcement and the care that's needed to protect law enforcement, identities of undercover officers, cases that are being handled, when you're talking about coordinating with other agencies and the courts, there's a lot of information that can't be compromised. And in that regard, I think an overabundance of caution is the right thing to do. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at 11:20 just to get you caught up. What's next, Steve?
One Arizona Republican lawmaker says he's embarrassed by the goofy audit going on at the Madhouse on McDowell. Paul Boyer tells Gatos and Chad that it's getting out of control.
Do you still think it makes you guys look like idiots?
I do. It's ridiculous. To say that there were 40,000 ballots flown in from South Korea, someone's been watching too many Mission Impossible movies.
Do you think most Republicans in Arizona would agree with him?
I don't know about most, but I think that there is a growing number of people that are hearing this and kind of shaking their heads. I'm one of them. I defended this audit from the beginning. I was one of the people that said, if you can get a solution once and for all, if you can be transparent, if you can show everybody the light of day, this is what happened, I think that's a great thing. But what we're seeing when we're hearing about, you know, watermarks and bamboo in the paper, now we're going down a road that a lot of people don't want to go down, and I think I understand why more and more people are changing their mind. And I'll bet if you polled people now compared to when it started, you'd have a very, very different number.
Did you hear about the Arizona Cardinals player who's getting his own cereal? That's right. Cardinals wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins will be launching a cereal called DeAndre's Hop Box. The announcement says it's basically Honey Nut Cheerios style and will be available online and locally at Fry's starting in August. And a portion of the proceeds go to a foundation to help domestic violence survivors. So, Mike, rank your top three cereals.
My top three? Oh, I'm boring, man. Crispy Wheats and Raisins are my favorite.
Okay.
I think that's my favorite. I'm going to go with the old wheat, shredded wheat with the frosted shredded wheat. See, again, boring. And I think Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. Got to have the Crunch Berries, though. Captain Crunch is not good without the Crunch Berries, except it's the only cereal on the planet that you've got to really time perfectly. Because if you eat it too soon, you rip off your gums. And if you eat it too late, it's nothing but soup and it's horrible. So you've really got to time the Captain Crunch.
We were talking earlier, there's basically two types of cereal. There's the grains and then there's candy.
Right.
And we all love the candy.
I'm
a grain guy personally.
Yeah, the Crispy Wheats and Raisins is my favorite. But that Captain Crunch thing, you got to time it right. Because if you get it wrong, man, it's a trip to the dentist either way. Either to get the teeth cleaned or to get your gums fixed, one or the other.